Welcome to another episode of The Voice on the King. I'm your host, Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you exclusive, fast-paced interviews with national and local leaders, business owners, brands, and organizations making a real difference in our communities. This episode highlights a powerhouse entrepreneur and community leader whose work has become a lifeline for other businesses, other owners, and other brands. You don't want to miss the next few minutes, so lock in now. If you're located in the beautiful, quaint city of Conyers, Georgia, you may already know this amazing woman and the venue she built as a hub for small businesses, networking, and shoppers. This space provides retail opportunities for a variety of vendors, as well as pop-up location in Metro Atlanta for those looking to travel, set up shop, and work their businesses. Today, I'm thrilled to introduce you to a woman who is not only building her own success, but creating opportunities for others to thrive. Without further ado, the founder of My Milk and Money and The Hub Magazine, Kari Mightley, introduce yourself to the people.
Thank you so much, Tamika. All right, so I am Kari Mightley, the owner of My Milk and Money and Hub Magazine. I was born and raised in England, came to the States in 98. Oh, I'm telling my age. But I was brought up on the east side in Lithonia, Georgia, graduated from Lithonia High School, and came to Conyers somewhere around 2003 when I was graduating, and I've pretty much been here ever since and grew my business from there.
Oh, wow. Well, Kari, welcome to The Voice on the King. Let's dive right in. Tell us about that business, My Milk and Money, how it came to life, and the passion and purpose behind your business.
Okay, so My Milk and Money is now a hub for small businesses. But originally when it started, I had just sold my boutique and my little girl's Princess Palace party place. Mm-hmm. It was called Queen's Castle. Oh, wow. And I found out I was pregnant with a little boy. So I had to pivot.
Right, Princess Palace to the boy.
Yes, ma'am. So I sold that business and I just needed some support from my mom, just single mom things going on. So I actually went back to England for about 9 months to be with family and be around my grandmother. About 6 to 7 months in, I realized, yeah, this is not for me. I need to get back into my entrepreneurship bag. Mm-hmm. And I started to figure out ways to balance being a mom and still make some money. So how am I still going to feed my kids, literally feed my kids milk, and then still make money at that point with just one child? Just trying to figure out how to balance my milk and my money. And I thought of that and I just ran with it. So My Milk and Money started off as a dance studio and pop-up location. We also did a lot of Mommy and Me event classes and workout, not thrown by me either, because I was just the owner. I wasn't doing all of that. Mm-hmm. So I just figured a lot of kids, a lot of moms, just the open floor plan would allow growth for my business and whatever else I may have wanted to add at that time. And because we did the pop-up shops, it was just the open floor plan and we'd just be able to circulate it. It was so many different things that I was thinking through. So I was just going with the flow, to be honest. And then the pop-up shop started to take off. We went from every 3 months to every 2 months to monthly. And during COVID, we was actually doing them twice a month. From there, I realized that there was a need in the community for a space where entrepreneurs could bring their items and sell them on a more regular basis. I figured if they can pay that pop-up fee for that one day for those 3 or 4 hours, surely they would pay the same price or maybe a little bit more per week to keep their items in the store consistently and build their brand.
Your idea of My Milk and Money was created originally a dance studio that was a space that you took over, but it was created to be able to give a pop-up shop location for entrepreneurs and small businesses. Now, in relation to that, your background, I believe I read somewhere, was in education and childcare.
Yes. So I was actually a childcare director for a Christian school, and prior to going into business for myself, matter of fact, the first few years of My Milk and Money, I was still doing daycare directing. As the business grew, it's almost like I had to pick one or the other. And being that I'm a mom now of two boys and not just one, my passion and goals had just changed.
Well, I think that that's a great place to start, because I'm sure you came across many parents who were entrepreneurs for themselves, and you were able to slightly build your business off of the contacts that you knew within your industry that you were in before you went into full entrepreneurship, correct?
Absolutely. One of the last jobs I did, I was a daycare director, and one of my parents, shout out to Chef on the Go, one of my parents was actually asking about a job, and he wanted to come in and work, and I said, you know what, I just think for you should just go into business for yourself and try this thing yourself. And lo and behold, one of my first pop-up shops, he pulls up as a food vendor to come and sell food. And that's a true story. So God has definitely led me and put me in a place to help others.
So your passion definitely states helping others, but your purpose states to build something that you can continue to carry on when it comes to legacy from what your mother and your grandmother instilled in you for creating something for yourself.
Absolutely. I was born into entrepreneurship. This is all I've known all my life. My mother, my father, everybody around me has always been their own boss and been trailblazers. I just do something different. They did hair or cooked and had restaurants. I'm doing my pop-up dance studio retail bag.
Right. Something for everyone. Something for everyone to get to their milk and their money. I love that. And now I can even see more as to why you named it My Milk and Money, because you had a child, and you know, a child always needed milk, you know, the first couple of years, and you had to get the milk, you know, and you needed the money to get the milk.
Absolutely. And just to show mothers, especially single mothers, that they can do it. It's really hard. It changed my path having a child, let alone two now. Mm-hmm. And it's much harder, but it is possible for you to live your dreams, to live out your purpose, and just take your kids on the journey with you. Make it fun for the whole family. Gonna be trying at times, but just bring them all along. My kids love My Milk and Money. They know their business. They know it's their business too. Mm-hmm. They pitch it to people. They can tell you about it.
That's right.
And they love what we do.
Yes. That's so powerful. Now let's talk about the experience. For someone walking into My Milk and Money for the first time, what can they expect, and why do people call it the ultimate pop-up shop location?
I think just because there's so many businesses under one roof. My Milk and Money is a hub for small businesses, so we have over 20 small businesses under one roof, and we literally range from retail all the way to body and skincare items. We have candles, we have oils, we just have some of everything. Candy grapes, if you want candy grapes. We have some of everything just under one roof. So I think for a lot of people, it's a lot to take in, and they're not familiar with the concept. And mostly everybody just loves the concept of what we have at My Milk and Money.
I absolutely love it. One of the events that I had the opportunity to attend, first off, let's big up your legacy wall. I love the legacy wall.
Oh, I love my black and white wall. That is my pride and joy. I did that all by myself. I was so excited when we went in. I just wanted people to see where we came from. Right. We came from 1,100 square feet or 4,000 square feet now, and just to see the different things that we've been able to accomplish over the years.
That's right. Another thing that I felt that was great that you did for the community in relation to some of the businesses that do pop-ups inside of My Milk and Money, you had a health cancer screening, and you had several groups and or organizations there that checked on your health, did health screenings and things like that. And I think we need more than the community. So she's not only providing pop-up businesses with the oils, with the clothes, with the treat, but she's also offering something to the community that everyone can take advantage of. And I love that. I love that. I absolutely love that.
Absolutely. Roxanne Dooling put that event together and asked me if she could host it there. I said, absolutely. We're all about community. We're all about giving back and just educating people as well. We want to educate, empower, and encourage people in the community so they're more aware, cultured, and just have an understanding for what's going on.
That's
with
right.
their bodies and their community.
That's right. Perfect. That's right. So now let's shift gears and talk about The Hub magazine. What inspired you to launch it, and how can people get a copy, be featured, or advertise their business inside?
Okay, Hub magazine is helping unify Black businesses.
Hold on. Is what now?
Helping unify Black businesses.
Listen, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all what I thought it was. I thought it was the Historic University of Black Businesses.
You know, shut up.
All right, now let's be for real. Let me let her go ahead and tell y'all what her magazine really is about, because that's what I thought it was for. I was on that side.
Even though we plan on making history, that ain't it.
Tell them about the Hub magazine.
So Helping Unify Black Businesses was created because over the years, I just found it hard to find avenues to advertise. Mm-hmm. As you grow, you just realize you do need to invest in advertising. It's imperative that you advertise to get your name out there. I was doing a good job myself advertising. I wasn't able to find anything that targeted my demographic, which is lower income, middle income, and upper class income. Everything was upper class homes, and those are not generally what comes into my milk and money. We get your everyday people, your senior citizen people, your young people, and some uppity people too. But we cater to everybody. So Hub magazine is an all-inclusive advertising magazine, but we do focus on Black businesses, Black business owners telling their stories and just allowing them an affordable way to get their name and their story out to their community. And by their community, I mean the people in Stonecrest, Conyers, Covington, and surrounding areas that are going to patron their businesses and keep their business in business.
That's right. So how can a entrepreneur or business be featured and or advertised in the Hub magazine?
So to get in Hub magazine, you can visit our website. You can actually go by way of www.mymilkandmoney.com. Click on the Hub magazine tab, and all of the information is there. We have pricing, contact forms, and contact information so you can reach out to us.
So this will also be the same for those who want to visit, pop up as a vendor, set up as an on-location retail vendor. I heard you got a waiting list for that.
Yes, we do. We do have a waiting list, and you can join. You can go to the website or call us. All of our information is on our website. Also, follow us on Instagram at My Milk and Money, or for the magazine, you can follow us at The Hub Magazine, T-H-E-H-U-B-B Magazine.
You know what? You guys have got to get out to Conyers, Georgia. Share with the listeners again, Kari. What is the address to My Milk and Money?
My Milk and Money, 895A Flat Shoals Road, Southeast Conyers, Georgia, 30094. We're right across the street from the Kroger, right next to the bowling alley. You cannot miss us. Come see us this Saturday from 12 to 3.
Kari Mightley, what a mighty name for a mighty woman doing mighty great things for others. I definitely commend you. You are so welcome. Building a community-centered space where entrepreneurs and families can grow together, whether you're shopping local, launching your brand, or hosting a celebration, My Milk and Money is your village, made for empowering dreams and supporting hustles. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing your story, your passion, and your commitment to helping entrepreneurs, both new and established, find opportunities to grow and shine, Kari.
Thank you so much, Tamika, for having me. I really appreciate your support and everything you do in the community.
And of course, a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of The Voice on the King. Catch the replay of this episode online at 105theking.com. And don't forget to connect with me, Tamika Nicole, on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. Until next time, fellas, stay charming, ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.